A man rides with horses on a snowy mountain road. Text, Hallmark Channel presents.
Joy to the world.
Title, Finding Christmas. Wreaths hang from lampposts on a downtown street lined with brick storefronts. Credits, Trisha Heffer, J.T. Hodges, Mark Lutz. A woman and a boy sit in a festively decorated diner.
Why'd you do it?
Our rocket ship needed to fly.
You put orange paint all over your classroom wall, Caleb.
Dad says rockets run on boosters. And flames shoot out and lift it into the air.
Okay, listen, sweetie. When you're staying at Daddy's, paint all the flames you want, but anywhere else, it's considered vandalism.
Just don't believe in flying.
You're right. I don't. We don't live in the air, we live on the ground, and on the ground, we behave better.
He stares sadly, and her expression softens. She takes his hand.
Come on. Uncle Owen's expecting us. We're gonna bring him some Christmas spirit.
They arrive at a dark bungalow. A man sits inside playing guitar.
Hey! I thought you guys were coming over earlier.
She sets down a box.
Someone threatened to stat us on Santa's nice list at school today.
Is that true, little man?
Santa won't find out.
Well, Santa knows everything.
How?
Magic.
Magic?
Yeah. You don't believe me? Go look it up. Encyclopedia's on the shelf.
Cool. Caleb races to the shelf and he turns around.
You don't have to decorate, sis.
Yes, I do, because you won't. It'll do you good to be a little festive.
She holds a clunky handmade reindeer.
Oh, wow.
Takes it.
You remember this?
Of course. This is my robo reindeer.
A robot reindeer with lunch boxes and an animated special.
What's your name, Space Cadet? And what's your major malfunction?
And here. You could definitely use a little of this.
Mistletoe.
Oh, pot, kettle, black.
I'm fine, thank you very much.
You got divorced, not ordained. Don't you think it's time you got back out there?
Look, I'm good at a lot of things, being a mom, a vet. But love, love I'm just not good at.
Well, sometimes you have to take risks.
Like you live life on the edge, Mr. Achy Breaky Heart.
Hey.
Oh, and love's not like a song. People don't just waltz into your lives and change them for the better.
Well, maybe you just need to change the station.
She smirks.
Whoa!
Uncle Bowen! Will you go with me to the father-son football game?
Your dad can't make it, buddy.
He's flying. Holidays are the busiest time of year for pilots.
Of course, little man. I'm there.
They bump fists.
Thank you.
Come on. Let's help your mom decorate.
You would pick out the old lights. Those probably don't even work.
Well, you have to take a chance.
Drapes Caleb.
How do you know they won't work? Unless you try. We just need a little magic, that's all.
More like a miracle.
Oh!
They light up.
Oh, magic!
High five.
See, Mommy? Just had to try.
Just have to try.
Grins. The Empire State Building glows red and green.
It's that time of year when everybody's dancing.
Pale blue lights sprinkle a tree-lined Manhattan street.
Snow is falling down, it'll be warm inside.
A tall Christmas tree glows in Times Square.
By the candlelight, I see your eyes are talking.
Santa hugs a couple at a holiday party. A man and woman meander through the crowd.
Great job, the Christmas party, Mia.
Well, our reintroduction of Robo Reindeer was the most successful ad campaign in the agency's history. We deserve to celebrate.
Wait a second.
He takes a toy reindeer from a table. Its nose lights up.
What's your name, Space Cadet?
Sean.
Hey, Sean, will you come with me to Santa's space base?
I never get tired of that. I love that we put the North Pole on the moon.
She smiles.
It's something, all right.
No. This is something.
He pulls out a jewelry box and hands it to her.
You're proposing to Kimber?
Open it up.
A sparkling diamond.
Wow. What are you proposing?
Christmas. I have it all planned.
Why wait a couple of weeks? You should do it tonight so we can all gush and celebrate more.
He shifts his eyes.
Hey, sweetheart.
Kimber!
Mia.
Mia steps away and Sean kisses Kimber on the cheek.
How was your day?
Same as always. Another fun-filled day on Wall Street. Yours?
Great. Our Robo Reindeer campaign is a huge success.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
She turns away.
You okay?
It's been a rough day.
You know, I was going to wait to do this, but I want to talk to you about us.
I know what you're going to say.
You do?
We should take a break.
His eyes widen and the crowd stops and stares at them.
Valentine.
Sean looks away uneasily, then takes Kimber by the arm.
Let's go talk.
Valentine. Mia watches with concern as they leave. Sean sets Robo Reindeer on his desk.
What are you saying?
Kimber faces him.
We've gone stale. I act bored because I am. I guess that's why when Larry Fitzgilbert asked me out, I couldn't say no. Nothing happened, but there's an attraction there, and it's thrilling. I haven't felt that way in so long.
Back up. Larry Fitzgilbert? The bow tie guy? He's engaged.
They're on a break.
Whatever.
Rolls her eyes.
You haven't noticed our relationship has crumbled?
No. I envisioned a future with you.
He sets down the ring box. She gapes and shakes her head.
Oh, no, Sean. Is that...
Was. Larry Fitzgilbert kind of changes things.
She holds the ring.
How did I not see this?
Because, Sean, you're never present.
I'm standing right here.
Yes, physically. But mentally, you're always looking to the future and neglecting what's happening now. Including us. We haven't been happy. Really happy in a while.
All you had to do was tell me.
I've been trying, but again, you're too busy planning the future. You're like the human version of Tomorrowland.
I own an advertising agency. Coming up with the next trend, staying ahead of the game is part of the job.
Yeah, well, that doesn't work in relationships, which is why we need to take a break so we can reevaluate this relationship.
He shakes his head while she gathers her coat.
Larry Fitzgilbert.
He's spontaneous, exciting. And we have a connection.
I'm sure you do.
Let's just take some time off.
Sean frowns and sits down.
Well, that doesn't sound promising.
At least for now. I really hope you have a Merry Christmas.
He glares.
Well, Christmas is 2 weeks away. We wouldn't want to get ahead of ourselves.
Kimber casts him a sideways glance and walks out. He slams his desk with his fist.
What's your major malfunction, Sean?
Owen steps into the diner as a man hangs a flyer for a tree lighting on the bulletin board.
Hey, Jeppe! It feels like the North Pole in here.
Yeah.
You guys sell toys.
That's funny. Real funny. I haven't heard that one today. Boiler's busted. Courtney's been trying to fix it all morning.
Why didn't she call me?
She feels weird with your history and all. If you want to melt this iceberg, be my guest.
Owen shrugs thoughtfully and heads toward the kitchen. A young woman worriedly looks over a boiler in the back.
Looks like you could use some help.
Hey, Owen. God, am I happy to see you.
He kneels to take a closer look.
You must have busted last night. It was like a meat locker in here when I opened this morning. Killing my business.
You know, you call me for things like this, right?
Yeah, I know. I just didn't want to bother you.
I'm a repairman. It's my job.
Yeah. I know, it's just... Since we broke up, I just thought...
Shakes his head.
It was 8 months ago, Courtney. I'm an adult. Breakup didn't stop me from getting coffee here, did it?
Well, it's the best coffee in town.
That's not the point.
She watches him tinker with the pipes. He smiles.
Here you go.
You're the best.
She wraps her arms around him. Let's go and smiles.
Thank you. What do I owe you?
He grins.
How about having dinner with you tonight? For old time's sake.
Owen, we've been over this. We can't relive the past.
Courtney walks away and Owen lowers his eyes. Owen's sister arrives at the diner and looks around.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Ryan, I'm glad you're here. I have those gift cards for your bingo games.
Thank you. We so appreciate the donations.
Well, it's for a good cause.
Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, Courtney. Thanks for the gift cards.
Oh, yeah.
Courtney grabs a coffee pot and Ryan looks up at Owen.
I didn't hear some Christmas shopping?
He catches a glimpse of Courtney serving coffee. There's a ring on her finger.
Is that an engagement ring?
She looks up as Owen and Ryan stare at her. She shifts her eyes as Owen steps closer.
When did this happen?
Randall asked me the other night.
Randall? The guy from Charlotte? You've been dating for maybe 3 months and it's already serious?
6. And yes, obviously, I'm moving out there to be with him. Chappie's taking over for me.
Chappie shrugs awkwardly.
We were dating for 7 years. Every time I brought up marriage, you balked. You weren't interested in traditions, Courtney.
Well, I'm allowed to change my mind.
Oh, well, you're good at that, obviously.
Owen, we didn't end because you weren't a nice guy.
Owen scowls and looks away.
Okay, we're just not right for each other. I was never truly happy.
He stares.
You could have fooled me.
Maybe because you always saw me as a teenage girl. I could never really grow in that relationship.
He shakes his head.
Owen, I care about you, okay? This doesn't mean that we can't be friends.
Well, that's very nice. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Please don't be upset.
He shrugs.
As long as you're happy. I always thought you'd be a beautiful bride, Courtney.
He shakes his head.
Congratulations.
Ryan shares a look with Courtney, then follows him out.
Hey, stop right there.
Look, I know we had plans, but if you don't mind, I'm just gonna go home.
I'm sorry. I know you're hurt.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll get a good song out of it.
You know, maybe you should get out of here. Make a change.
And do what?
Go on an adventure.
During the holidays.
Why not? There's no time like the present. This living in the past is what got you into this mess. You have dreams, Owen. I think it's time you start chasing them.
What if I fail?
She grins.
Well, you never know unless you try.
He rolls his eyes.
You're familiar with the concept?
Yeah, I think I heard it somewhere.
Well, maybe this holiday season we'll both adapt to it.
That's fair.
One day you'll find the love that you never knew you wanted, but you desperately need it, and that's the best kind.
You know you deserve the same.
He hugs her.
Someday.
Christmas cards! I've already signed, just need your signature. Sean, you okay?
He stares blankly.
Look, I know it burns, but you just have to trust that everything will be okay.
Thanks.
Mia takes a seat.
She said I wasn't present in our relationship. I'm too busy planning for the future.
She stares thoughtfully.
You agree with her?
Well, you are always thinking ahead. I mean, which can be a good thing.
So I plan too much and I have no real connection. Huh. Well, this breakup has officially ruined my Christmas.
Get out of the city. Go to the country. Experience nature. You know, just quiet down your life and relax. Really connect with yourself.
Everything's probably booked.
You ever think of a house share?
What's that?
You basically just trade places with someone. It's the latest craze. There are tons of blogs about it.
You saw this on the internet. I'm sure there's no psychos involved.
Don't be so judgmental. It's safe and background checks are required. Believe me, it's legit.
You've checked this out?
She nods and smiles.
You'd do it?
If I had an amazing Manhattan loft like you, absolutely. You can negotiate a sweet swap.
Maybe I should.
He holds her gaze.
I never get out of the city anymore.
Go.
You know what? I need to be more spontaneous.
Mia stands.
We've worked together for 2 years, and you have never taken a vacation that wasn't work-related. I'd say treat yourself and go for it.
Sean watches thoughtfully as she leaves his office. He looks up from signing the cards and turns his attention to his laptop. Owen sits on the sofa playing his guitar. He glances at his open laptop with interest. He sits up and scoots closer to the screen. He opens an incoming email and reads it.
Dear owner, I need to get away from the city for the holidays. Your house might be the perfect solution to my situation. Would you be interested in swapping for a loft in Manhattan?
Wow.
He picks up his phone.
New York City.
Sean works at his desk. He looks at his phone with curiosity.
This is Sean.
Hi. This is Owen Harrison calling from Butters, North Carolina.
Hi. Yeah. That was quick.
Yeah, I just happened to be online. Don't worry, I'm not a psycho.
No. A friend of mine referred me to the site, so I'm new to this.
Oh, me too. I kind of posted on a whim not more than a couple hours ago. Honestly, I didn't expect anyone to respond, especially during the holidays.
Yeah, this is very unlike me, but I really need a change from the city.
Well, Butters, North Carolina is the exact opposite of New York City.
I suspected that.
Let's see, my place is nice. Lots of peace and quiet. Could use my truck to get around.
So you live in a loft?
Yeah, it's a bachelor pad, but it's larger than most places in Manhattan.
What do you do?
I'm a cop, NYPD detective. So
if you're thinking about taking anything...
I would never. And it's not like you don't know where I live.
Good point.
So why do you want to leave New York City so bad?
Not to sound pathetic, but a bad breakup.
I completely understand that.
Single just in time for Christmas.
Owen, you think you can handle New York City?
Could be there by Monday.
You know what? Let's do it.
Hi. Yeah, I'll email you the details.
Perfect. Thank you. This is gonna be good. For both of us.
Let's hope so.
Owen hangs up and raises his arms.
New York City!
Woo! Sean grins and shakes his head.
North Carolina.
Mia enters his office.
Finish the Christmas cards?
He sits on the edge of his desk smiling.
Found a house, made the swap, booked the flight.
That was fast.
Well, something just jumped out at me. I took your advice. I'm getting out of the city. Butters, North Carolina.
When I said country, I meant Connecticut or Vermont, like somewhere New Yorkers go for holidays. Are you sure? You're not exactly the outdoorsy type.
Maybe not, but I want to give it a try. I need a change.
Yeah, that it is.
He grabs his coat.
How far are you exactly from New York?
10 hours or so, I guess. Why?
Oh, just so when you have a total meltdown, I'll know how far I have to drive to pick you up.
I'll be just fine. In fact, I'll probably have some real peace and quiet. There's one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
Would you mind checking in on this guy, Owen, via mini welcoming committee? You never know. Could be a real Prince Charming type. You can finally dump that jerk realtor boyfriend of yours.
That last part was out loud.
I know.
She frowns and crosses her arms.
Fine, yes. I'll meet the guy.
Thanks.
You know you're going to be alone out there, right?
He turns around in the doorway, then spots the robo-reindeer.
No, I'm not. I am going to have my little buddy with me.
He takes it from his desk.
You're in charge while I'm gone. Use the office. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
She smiles and takes a seat in Sean's chair. Caleb sits with Owen on the sofa.
Why do you have to go? You're gonna miss everything.
We make a good team, right? I won't let you down. I'll be back for Christmas.
Caleb smirks and looks away. Owen glances at Ryan.
Hey, I'll be back for Christmas, I promise.
Ryan hands Owen the robo-reindeer. He offers it to Caleb.
Here. I need you to look after Robo for him.
It's just a dumb old Christmas toy.
He may look like that, but he's much more than that.
Wraps an arm around him.
You know, when I was your age, whenever I was alone or scared or just not feeling good, I'd close my eyes and he'd fly me to wherever, to whatever I wanted. If you close yours, he'll do the same for you.
Really?
You believe in magic, don't you? Because you really have to believe for him to do it.
Yeah.
Good. So look after him for me.
Caleb takes it and looks up at Owen.
I will. Promise.
Tousles his hair.
Good. Go wash up for dinner.
Caleb grins and takes the reindeer with him.
Oh, you always had the imagination. Oh, I don't think I ever believed in magic.
She sits next to him.
Well, who knows? Maybe a little will fall both our ways.
Hey, Mary.
Hey, whoa.
A woman shoves past Owen at a taxi.
Merry Christmas.
He stands at the curb and looks around as snow falls. He steps into a high-rise apartment building and turns around to take in the vast lobby space. A doorman turns from the desk.
Can I help you, sir?
Yeah, I'm here to pick up an envelope. My name's Owen Harrison.
Mr. Tucker's guest.
Yeah.
You're staying with us for the holidays. We've been expecting you.
We?
Mia joins them and Owen looks at her in surprise.
Hi, I'm Mia. I have an envelope for you from Sean.
Thanks, Mia.
He pulls a paper from the envelope and turns it over, looks inside.
I thought there'd be a key.
It's a keyless lock. Those are the instructions. I can help you get settled in if you want.
You don't mind?
Not at all.
She smiles.
Wow.
The loft has high ceilings, floor-to-ceiling windows.
This is amazing.
I know, right? You get one of the best views of the city all around here.
Absolutely.
He walks around.
Sheesh.
Make yourself at home.
His eyes widen and he points.
That looks just like Eric Clapton's Gibson Les Paul.
That is Eric Clapton's Gibson Les Paul.
He moves close to the guitar.
Not the Eric Clapton.
Yep, the Eric Clapton.
Wow.
Yeah. We did a pro bono ad campaign for a charity he was involved in.
Owen picks up the guitar and begins to play. Mia smiles.
Does Sean play?
No, he said he was going to take lessons someday when he had time.
He looks around, furrows his brow.
Wait, Sean said he was a cop.
No. No, last time I checked, Sean owned an advertising agency.
Well, maybe he was selling me.
Yeah, well, he is pretty good at what he does.
Apparently.
They share a lingering gaze. She blinks suddenly.
Well, if you need anything, you can call Dennis downstairs.
He watches her thoughtfully.
Or you could call me.
She opens her bag.
Here is my, card. There you go.
Thanks. I probably will.
She smiles.
Good. Well, have a good night.
You too.
Thank you.
She stares at him and stumbles.
Bye.
Owen grins as he watches her go, then picks up the guitar again. He continues taking in his new surroundings.
Oh yeah, this is heaven.
Sean holds his suitcases and approaches Owen's bungalow that's decorated outside with multicolored lights. He stops and looks around, then makes his way to the door. He sets Robo Reindeer on the tabletop inside. A lighted Christmas tree stands in the corner and lighted garland fills the space. He nods at the reindeer.
It's not so bad. We can handle this.
He shivers.
It's like an igloo in here.
He crosses his arms, then approaches a heater across the room. He crouches next to it and begins turning dials. He stands and takes his phone from his pocket.
Oh.
Owen looks at his phone.
Hey, Sean, you made it in. How's the country treating you?
Well, not the warmest welcome so far. I don't think your heater works.
It works. It's just a bit finicky, man. Sorry. I've been meaning to get it fixed. Grab those pliers and the matches there and work on
the pliers sit on top of the heater.
Okay. I'm ready. Talk to me. Okay, reach in behind and give the J-valve a quarter turn to the left while you push in the pilot light button. Oh, and give it about a minute to clear the residual gas away.
Residual gas? How do I know it's cleared away? I don't want to blow myself up. I just got here.
Ryan parks outside.
Hang on, I think I just heard a car pull up.
Oh, that should be Ryan coming by to check on you.
So tell me about Mia.
Is she single?
No, but...
judging from the guys she's with.
She should be.
All right. Well, listen, Ryan's gonna take care of everything.
Great.
Thanks a lot. I'll talk to you later.
Ryan smiles as Sean greets her at the door.
Hi, I'm Ryan.
You're Ryan? Oh, I was expecting...
A guy? Sorry to disappoint.
No, not at all. I am Sean.
Owen wanted me to check on you and make sure that you were settled in okay.
He nods briefly.
You New Yorkers, you like it cold. It's freezing in here.
Yeah, very funny.
The matches and the fire still over there?
Yeah.
He follows her.
You never know that Owen repairs these and almost everything else for a living.
Really?
Yeah, he fixes everybody else's problems but his own.
He leans over as she crouches at the heater.
Oh, careful, there may be residual gas.
She grins.
I think I'll be all right.
Ryan lights a match and holds it inside the heater. She stands and he stares in amazement. She checks her phone.
Oh. You're a miracle worker.
I have to go, but... tell you what, I'll stop by in the morning and fix that valve for you properly.
You will? That would be great.
They share a lingering gaze.
See you tomorrow.
Sean smiles softly as she makes her way to the door. He glances at Robo Reindeer.
Did you do that?
Owen rides the elevator with a woman in heels and a fluffy skirt who talks on her phone.
Hello? Yeah.
She steps off the elevator.
A good night, miss.
She sent it to my email? Okay, I'll check right now. Bye.
He shakes his head as Dennis approaches.
Loving the city so far?
You have no idea.
I see you've met Halo.
Halo? Like an angel?
Yeah, angel slash model slash waitress. You're in the city. That woman... definite multi-hyphenate.
Good to know.
So what can I help you with?
Where's a good place to eat?
Best sushi in New York, just around the corner.
Something more hearty.
Yeah, well then, don't go there. Go to BB's, two blocks up, get yourself a burger. It's very popular with our tenants.
Thanks, Dennis. You like my New York guru.
It's my job, sir.
Okay.
Arrives at a crowded restaurant. A server walks past wearing a Santa hat. Mia sits at a table with her open laptop.
Hey, we meet again.
Hey, yeah, we do. This is my favorite hangout. Dennis must have told you about it. Have a seat.
Oh yeah, Dennis, my guru. Any recommendations?
Oh yeah, burgers are the best.
A server stops.
I'll have a cheeseburger and fries. Thank you.
So. What made you want a house share?
He shrugs.
I just want to try something new.
Relationship fall apart like it did for Sean?
No, not at all.
And you're a terrible liar.
Grins and tilts his head.
Okay. I just found out my ex got engaged. We broke up 8 months ago after 7 years together. I was hoping we'd get back together, but I should have known that wouldn't happen. Girls never want nice guys.
Okay. Who took you aside as a little boy and filled your head with that garbage?
Nobody, but it's true. I did everything for her, and what happens? I get dumped.
Oh, okay, so just because you help someone out or compliment them or are nice to them, then they're obligated to give you what you want or be who you want? What's nice about that?
Well, nothing when you put it like that. I guess we had different ideas about the relationship.
Oh. When you project your fantasy onto someone, you only set yourself up for disappointment. And you prove that you're selfish. Again, not so nice.
Wow. You New Yorkers are not afraid to speak your mind.
I'm sorry to be blunt. I just hear the song and dance all the time, and I think it's unfair to women. That's all.
No, you're right. I never realized I lived in a fantasy world.
Leans closer.
But I am a nice guy. That is real.
There is a sweetness about you.
My sister says a good breakup will allow me to sing from real pain and help my career as a singer, so who knows? Maybe fate had a hand in leading me here to New York.
You sing?
Smiles at him.
You know, I can see that. You have a nice little twang in your voice.
Oh, I like it.
You know what? I know this great open mic bar. We should head down there tomorrow night and you can show off your chops. Oh, wait a minute. Tomorrow night is all Christmas songs.
I love Christmas. I love Christmas songs. You gotta sing too.
Ah, no, I sing with a lot of passion, but just not a lot of talent, so it's probably better I just cheer you on. So, how's your singing career going?
I made a demo and perform every now and then. I'll have you know that I'm very famous in my hometown and loyal to my vendors.
Well, that's a start.
He grins and lowers his head.
I can't wait to hear you sing. And you never know, this is a city where dreams come true and careers are made.
So I've heard.
The server interrupts his thoughtful gaze.
Thank you for being my first friend in the city. I appreciate your insight and your kindness.
Well, you're welcome. And don't worry, because my insight and kindness don't come with any obligation on your part.
Good to know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Sean steps down the stairs and finds tools scattered over the floor and Ryan tinkering with the heater. He sits on the steps and watches her.
Morning.
She peeks out from behind the heater.
Morning. Some people here would already call it afternoon. Almost done. Just a couple more minutes.
Take your time.
She smiles. Sean follows Ryan into the diner. She grates a couple at a table.
Hey.
Sean pulls out her chair.
Thank you.
Hey, Ryan. Who's your friend?
Hey, Tappy. This is Sean. He's visiting from New York City.
Oh, yeah. Staying at Owens. What can I get you all started with, Ryan?
Coffee for me.
You don't have a soy latte by any chance?
Sorry. Soy lattes were knocked out by sweet tea at the Mason-Dixon line. Our coffee menu's regular or decaf.
Regular.
I'll be right back.
Ryan grins and turns her head.
How does he know I'm staying at Owens?
It's big news that Owen's swapping his house with a New Yorker for the holidays.
Well, not much longer. I'm leaving tonight.
I told you, you'll have heat by the time we get back.
It's not that. It's just I had this fantasy about getting away from the city, and I think I'm a little out of my element or mind.
Owen said you're a cop?
I may have lied about that.
I mean, not all cops dress in designer clothes in New York.
I own an advertising agency.
That's more believable.
So, what can I get y'all for breakfast?
Oh, I'll have the eggs and the sausage.
Do you have anything besides sausage?
Bacon or ham?
Just bring in some grits and toast.
Yep.
Chappie yanks Sean's menu away and glares.
Grits? What if I hate it?
Well, then we'll get you pancakes. But you won't, because you'll trust that whatever comes out of that kitchen is going to be amazing.
What do you do that makes you so positive?
I'm a veterinarian.
A vet? Cats and dogs? Hamsters?
I delivered a colt last night. It was a difficult birth.
His brows raise.
Bringing new life into the world does actually give me a positive attitude, I guess.
I get that. So you've always loved animals?
I have. But it wasn't until my marriage fell apart that I became a vet.
Well, that's pretty brave, starting a whole new career.
When everything crashed and burned, I went for a walk. I saw this horse just basking in the sun. Not caring about the past or the future, just fully present and enjoying the moment. And I thought, that's what I want. That's where I want to be. I want to be in the present. It's not always good. But I'm willing to go wherever it takes me. Find life's more exciting that way.
So you got from a horse what most people pay thousands of dollars for in therapy?
I'm better at giving advice than taking it. But you can learn a lot from nature. It applies to vet school the next day.
There you go.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Sean stares at the bowl of grits and shakes his head.
Best breakfast right there in front of you.
He digs into the grits with a spoon. Ryan watches him carefully and he nods his head.
That's not bad.
Enjoying the moment.
This moment? Yes.
He looks into her eyes and smiles. A woman with long dark hair sashays past Owen on the sidewalk. She wears a short skirt and heels.
Never know, miss.
She lowers her sunglasses and scoffs, then walks past him and kisses a man standing next to a sports car. He watches the couple zoom away.
Warm and toasty.
My work here is done. I have some patients waiting for me.
Horses?
At McGowan's.
I'll walk you to your car.
Thanks for buying breakfast.
It's the least I could do. You introduced me to grits, my new favorite breakfast food. And you saved me from freezing. I have to admit, I'm very impressed.
Well, now that your heat's working, are you still leaving?
I did book a flight.
Well, if you happen to miss it.
You're gonna ask me out for a drink?
No, I can't do that.
Of course not.
It's a dry county.
Those really exist?
You're in one.
Well, then I have to leave. I mean, what do you do for fun?
All kinds of things. I'm running the bingo game tonight at the town hall. If you happen to stay, you should come by.
Bingo? Oh, you temptress.
What? There's prizes, Christmas fruitcake, stuffed stockings.
More of a blackjack kind of guy.
See, that's your problem.
Points to his head.
You're trapped in all this, which is your comfort zone. But over here...
She tilts her head and he steps closer.
This is where magic happens.
I like the way magic looks.
Are you flirting with me?
No, of course not. I'm way better at flirting than that.
Good to know.
She grins and holds his gaze while she gets in her car. Sean smiles thoughtfully as he steps back inside. Owen stands on the balcony and reaches in his pocket for his phone.
Hey, Sean.
Hey. How's it going?
Good. Mia just showed me some of the sights. What's up?
This may sound strange to ask, but, what do you do to impress the local girls around here?
Butters? Take her to bingo.
Bingo's covered. What else you got?
Well, there's this Christmas hayride. It can be romantic.
Like, in a ride in a hay wagon?
Yeah. It's even horse-drawn that got all these lights set up with Christmas music. It's a lot of fun, actually.
Owen, you're a genius. Thank you.
Hey, so... Let me ask you the same question. How do you get these city ladies to notice you?
In New York? That's easy.
You just dress real stylish and act
like you're worth $1 million. You're a decent-looking guy. Should have no problem at all.
Yeah, I think my problem is I'm more casual than stylish.
Oh, you're welcome to anything in my closet.
Hey, thanks, Sean. I really appreciate it.
Me too. Good luck.
Thanks.
Sean grins thoughtfully and retrieves Ryan's toolbox. Sign, McGowan's Horse Farm. Butters, North Carolina. Sean drives past Ryan's car that's parked at the horse farm. He reverses and parks next to her. Ryan's in the barn, holding a stethoscope on a horse's chest.
Haven't you got a plane to catch?
I've got time. And you left your toolbox.
And you tracked me down to return it?
Well, an independent lady like you needs her toolbox. I mean, what if some other poor soul needed you to save him?
It happens all the time.
I'm just impressed that you have a toolbox.
Don't you?
Frowns.
What do you do for Homer Bears?
I call Dennis. My doorman.
You city boys sure are spoiled.
We are. It's sad. I'd be the first to die in an apocalypse.
You can put him back. I'll call McGowan.
A man leads the horse.
Were you born and raised in the city?
Yep.
What got you into advertising?
My dad was in it. Just stayed with what I knew.
Pat the least resistance.
Something like that. But I do enjoy it.
I bet you're good at it. You look like a good salesman.
My last campaign was a flying robotic reindeer.
Robo-reindeer?
He grins.
My brother loved that when he was a kid.
Well, I'm the guy that revived his career by taking him into space.
Well, if you're the guy that did that, you are a good salesman.
Well, I don't think of it as selling as much as creating an illusion.
He follows her to another stall.
In some ways, I think that concept has managed to bleed into my personal life.
How so?
Well, sometimes I think I've managed to fool myself into thinking I'm happier than I am.
You're not happy?
I thought I was. But then I experienced moments like this morning and right now. And I think that's what real happiness is.
He looks into her eyes.
You know, for some people, the best decision they ever made is letting go of a plan and allowing fate to carry them.
Is that so? Is that what you do?
I try to. But sometimes it's easier to say no rather than yes.
She pets a horse.
Maybe it's out of fear. I told you I'm bad at taking my own advice.
It's hard to believe.
He glances at the horse.
Well, you're not the only one that's good at creating an illusion.
They both smile. Owen answers the door wearing a dark suit.
Hey.
Oh, look at you.
Hey, Lack. I raided Sean's closet. He said it was okay.
She nods at him.
You look very dapper. The ladies are going to love you at open mic.
Stop. You're making me blush.
They're going to love that, too. Come on, let's go.
She smiles and he follows her out. They step into a crowded bar.
You have a big family celebration for Christmas?
Not really. My parents moved to Florida, and I can't usually take any time off.
Oh, you got a boyfriend, at least.
Yeah, but he'll probably work straight through the holidays. He's a realtor, and he's always busy.
Successful?
Yeah.
Takes her coat.
Thank you. Sometimes I feel like I have to go to one of his open houses just to see him.
Owen holds out her chair.
Call me old-fashioned, but I feel like when someone really wants to see you, I'll make an effort.
She lowers her eyes and he sits next to her.
Hey, I'm sorry, I wasn't judging. It's not...
No, you're right. I mean, you're not the first person to tell me that. We have problems. I guess I'm just stupid for letting it happen.
No, you just want to be loved. We all do.
She grimaces.
It sounds so pathetic, but it's true.
He shrugs.
Some things take more effort. It's worth it in the end.
Can you tell him that? Sorry.
She reaches into her bag.
His ears must be burning. This is him.
Do you need to go?
No. I'm gonna let him sweat. I want to hear you sing.
Owen looks around.
Well, someone's got to get this crowd going. No one wants to be the first up, so how about you kick things off?
No problem.
He stands and steps toward the stage.
Repeat the sounding joy.
to the world. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love, wonders, wonders of his joy.
Smiles and bows his head.
Thank you. Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate you.
Mia beams at him as he takes his seat.
All right.
That was amazing. No one's gonna want to get up there after you.
He grins.
I mean, you are really good. This is a tough crowd, and you had them in the palm of your hand.
Told you, I'm famous back home.
I got friends in radio. I can hook you up. Seriously.
Thank you. Oh, for taking me out and giving me the chance to sing. I'm having a really good time.
Me too. And you're welcome. Everyone deserves a chance at their dreams.
He studies her.
But a realtor better start treating you better. You're awesome, Mia.
Fate did bring you to New York.
Just man.
Sean finds Ryan at bingo. She's wearing a Santa hat.
You missed your flight.
There'll be other flights.
So, where do I get my game cards?
You know how to play.
Are you kidding? I killed at bingo in the fifth grade. I am taking home that fruitcake.
Okay, we'll see. These people are serious about their bingo.
Oh, I got this.
They stare at each other and grin. Ryan steps onto the stage.
Welcome, everyone. Season's greetings to our regulars, and I see a few new faces. Thanks for joining us.
She smiles at Sean as he sits down.
We have some very special holiday prizes, so let's just get started.
She turns the ball basket and retrieves the number.
Under I, 16. I, 16.
Whew! This may be my lucky night.
They share a smile across the room. Ryan cleans up as visitors leave the bingo hall. Sean approaches her holding a stocking and a cookie tin. She turns.
Three-time champion tonight.
You defended your fifth grade title well. It was a very impressive victory dance you did in front of everyone.
Well, you were right. I mean, bingo can be very thrilling. So, I thought maybe, since I am a champion, you might like to go on a little adventure with me.
She checks her watch.
Unless you have to be somewhere else.
No, nothing like that. What do you have in mind?
It's a surprise. I promise I won't keep you too late.
Okay. Why not? I just have to make a phone call first.
Sure.
They ride on a wagon through a tunnel of multicolored lights.
This is my first hayride.
New York isn't known for its hayrides?
Let me tell you, New York is missing out.
I can't believe you brought me here. How did you even find out about this place?
I did my research. I even arranged for them to stay open after closing, just for us.
My dad used to bring us here when we were kids.
So, you save animals and guys from New York City, and you're handy with home repairs.
Who was the idiot
that let you go?
He was... he's a good guy, actually.
What does he do?
A pilot. He was always gone. I could never compete with that love of flying. Ambition is a double-edged sword.
Only if you let it be. Depends on the person.
Maybe. Maybe not.
She looks away thoughtfully.
People get comfortable, and they stop caring.
You don't really believe that.
Sometimes it's just easier believing something.
Do you believe in this? Here? Now?
She looks up at him and smiles softly.
I believe in what I can feel.
She takes his hand. He smiles and gazes up at the tunnel of lights.
Who'd have ever thought Christmas lights could be so beautiful?
She watches him, then turns to get closer.
Why did you come here, Sean?
He stares into the distance and wrinkles his brow.
I felt lost. Disconnected from life.
He looks at her.
You know, 90% of our body mass is made up of stardust. In fact, all the same elements except hydrogen and helium are found on the stars.
He nods slowly.
Okay. So what does that mean?
That we're all connected. Everything's tied together. So the next time you feel disconnected, just look up. Because you are the universe expressing itself. It's impossible to be separate from it.
They gaze at the sky together.
Life sounds so much more exciting when you put it like that.
It's the truth. Especially this time of year. Christmas brings us into a collective heartbeat. If you sit still, you can feel it all around.
She rests her head on his shoulder. Mia and Owen return to the apartment.
I know! And you just, like, you just took the house down. That was amazing.
Glad you liked it.
Yeah.
Well,
he faces her.
Thanks for welcoming me home.
I'm just making sure you get home safely.
How kind of you.
Well, it's hard work looking after you. But I have to admit, I had a great time.
Me too.
He tilts his head.
I hope your boyfriend doesn't mind it.
No, I'm sure we'll fight about it later.
You guys fight often?
About stupid things. Like... last night, I just wanted to listen to Silent Night in the car, but he just had to take a phone call.
Silent Night?
Yeah, it's my favorite Christmas carol. My dad used to sing it to me when I was little as a lullaby, and I just had the best dreams when he did.
Owen smiles thoughtfully and steps closer. He takes her hands in his.
And what are your dreams, Mia?
Well, I'm good with my job, so I guess it's time to take a look at my personal life. You know, the holidays and the new year, they're just always a time I like to reevaluate my life and look at where I am now and where I'm going.
He looks into her eyes.
Where are you going?
To a life filled with more passion and less drama.
I like that.
Holds her gaze. She jumps. She frowns at her phone.
The realtor.
Yeah. I gotta go.
Owen forces a smile.
Have a good night.
You too.
He watches sadly as she leaves. Behind him, the woman with long dark hair exits the elevator. Owen turns and walks past her. She watches Mia leave, then turns around and shares a look with Owen. She offers him a flirty smile and sashays out the door.
This was so nice, thank you.
Yeah, it was really great. I didn't honestly know how it was going to turn out.
They stand next to the wagon.
We should get a picture.
Oh, yeah. Here.
They pose in a chair under a giant horseshoe. Ryan sits on Sean's lap. She stands up and looks at her screen.
Where was it?
Definitely Facebook approved.
Don't tag me in that.
Does this mean we'll be Facebook friends? You ready to take it to that level?
I think I'm ready.
She grins.
You know, a friend of mine said I should be more spontaneous.
Leans closer.
What are your thoughts on that?
Spontaneity is the exquisite freedom of the unexpected. I'm a big fan.
They kiss with the giant horseshoe glowing behind them. She pulls away.
I need to answer.
Sean reluctantly steps off the platform.
Hey. I'll be there soon. We should go.
Hot date?
No. Nothing like that.
Yeah, sure, let's go.
Ryan peeks over Sean's shoulder at the diner.
Good morning. Grits again.
I am hooked, and Chappy discovered a way to make fake low fat lattes.
You have left your mark on Butters.
I am honored.
I wanted to thank you again for last night. I had a lot of fun.
Until Cinderella took a phone call and hurried home.
Yeah, although I had to.
So it wasn't the kiss. You started it. And once you held my hand, I couldn't help myself.
I'm glad you did. I enjoyed it.
You too. Which leads me to my next question. Not to sound presumptuous, but I feel like we have a real attraction here. Dare I say, real connection. How do we keep that going when I go back to New York?
Maybe we just let it unfold naturally.
I don't think I can do that. I really can't help but think of the future when it comes to you.
Sean, there are things you don't know. My life is here.
And I believe I can add to that life, Ryan. If you let me.
She stares at him, then checks her phone.
Excuse me a second.
If there's someone else.
Nothing like that.
That's what you said last night.
She sits down.
Look, I'll be back tonight for the tree lighting at the town hall. It's a Christmas tradition. Meet me there and we'll continue this conversation then, okay?
Promise?
Yes, trust me.
You can do that. Besides, I'm a sucker for Christmas trees.
She smiles as she steps away to take the call.
I'm just leaving Butters now. I'll see you soon.
Mia sits at her desk holding her phone.
I don't care. I just want us to have dinner.
Owen arrives.
Well, we talked about this last night. We said that if we wanted our relationship to work, we had to make more of an effort.
He listens from the doorway.
Okay. Yeah, I get it.
She cries.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Owen frowns. He steps back from the doorway before Mia turns around, then he re-enters.
Hey.
Hi.
Had time for lunch?
She stands.
No.
She forces a smile.
I'm fine.
You sure?
I'll live.
What friend?
Sometimes I just feel like I'm trying to fit a square into a circle. I mean, it's not supposed to be this difficult, right? It's so easy when I'm with... Never mind.
Come on. I'll treat you to a sushi lunch. And a hug.
He smiles and she steps into his arms. She steps back and looks up at him.
Thank you. I needed that. But forget the sushi. Let's go to BB's. They have just what the doctor ordered. Mm.
She grabs her coat and bag. They eat at the restaurant counter.
So this is your happy meal. Hot dogs and hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Strange combo, I know, but cheers me up.
I love it. Proof that strange combos can be the best matches.
It's surprising, but true.
Surprises are good.
She looks at him thoughtfully.
You should come visit North Carolina sometime.
I'd like to. All of New York will be listening at the open mic tonight, including some A&R reps. And, I can get you on the lineup.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wow. Thanks, Mia.
You're talented. You should be heard. No promises, but it's an opportunity.
Wow. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
Well, what can I do for you?
Nothing. My kindness comes with no obligations.
Ah, that's right. I remember that speech.
Yeah.
Well, then, how about some more hard chocolate?
She checks her phone.
Ah, someone may be coming to his senses.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hope you're right.
We'll see.
You deserve it. I'll get us some more refills.
Mia watches him take her mug and smiles. She glances at her phone and shakes her head. The woman from the elevator knocks on Owen's door.
Excuse me. Dennis gave me your apartment number. I want you to know it cost me a very large tip.
He bows his head.
I'm Owen.
I'm Halo.
Like an angel.
Yes. Seen you with your girlfriend? I thought I would come by and introduce myself, since we're neighbors.
Oh, no, she's not my girlfriend. Just a friend.
That's nice.
She tilts her head and pouts.
Can I offer you something when I come in?
No, I just came to say hi. I'm free tonight, though.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Pick me up at 7. Apartment 606.
Owen watches her sashay away.
Caleb, sweetie, I want to talk to you about tonight.
She lifts the tablecloth to find Caleb under the table with Robo Reindeer.
What are you doing?
Robo and I are going to space in my rocket ship.
She sits across from him.
I want you to meet someone.
Who?
A friend. Well, he's not really a friend. He's someone that... Forget it. This was a bad idea.
Why?
Because he's a guy.
So am I.
She drops her head.
Mommy, do you want to go to space with me and Robo?
I'd like to, baby, but I think there's only room for you and Robo.
Caleb looks at the blinking reindeer.
Robo says you can go to space too. Just gotta believe.
Mia holds her phone.
I've thought a lot about this, and if we can't even be together at Christmas, then... there's no point us being together at all.
She shrugs.
Yeah, I guess this is goodbye forever. Okay. Goodbye.
Owen steps in as she sets down the phone. She looks up and smiles.
Hey. I was just thinking about you. I have something to tell you.
Me too. Is it cool if I bring a date tonight?
Date?
Yeah, her name is Halo. She's a fashion model or something, lives in the building. I guess she realized we were neighbors because she came knocking on my door. Well, she came knocking on Sean's door. It's weird because she's ignored me every day until now.
Well, that's because she's attracted to money and she thinks you have lots of it.
Come on, that's a little judgmental.
No, it's the truth. How do you not see that? She doesn't really care about who you really are.
Well, how do you know that?
His brow furrows.
You're right. It's your life. Enjoy your date with Halo.
She smiles weakly.
I need to get back to work.
He stares, confused, and shakes his head.
I guess I'll just go?
Yeah.
Mia nods her head.
Bye.
Owen glances back at her as he leaves, but she swivels her chair to face the wall. Tears fill her eyes. Sean opens the door and frowns.
Kimber.
She steps inside.
Surprise. I came to spend Christmas with you.
She studies the cozy house.
You've been roughing it, huh?
How did you find me?
Facebook. I have to admit, I thought it was a joke. Then I got here, and it's not.
What are you, some social media sleuth?
You didn't exactly hide your location. It's a friendly town. Everyone loves the boy from New York City.
He walks behind her.
I thought we were taking some time off.
We did. For a reevaluation, and I realize I was a fool.
She turns around.
My answer is yes.
Yes to what?
The last time we saw each other, you had a ring. Remember?
Yeah. But what about Larry Fitzgilbert?
A flash in the pan. Totally over.
Really?
Steps closer.
Larry made me realize how much I love you.
How's that?
Because when we were apart and I was with him, it made me realize how much I missed you. Sean, you know we belong together. I was wrong before, but he made me realize how important the future is.
She looks into his eyes.
Sean, I want my future to be with you.
He stands stiffly while she kisses him, stares at her and frowns.
Are you going somewhere?
Just some boring townsfolk getting together to light the Christmas tree at town hall. No big deal, just something to do. You wouldn't be interested.
It sounds like a party. Just let me freshen up. Bathroom?
Sean points. He stands and stares thoughtfully into the distance.
I gotta do something. Take your car, I'll meet you there.
Ryan searches the crowd at the Christmas tree lighting. She smiles when she sees Ryan approaching. He smiles and she steps closer and hugs him. She looks at him carefully.
Are you okay?
Yeah, everything's great.
I'm really glad to see you. I thought a lot about what you said earlier.
Right, I need to tell you.
Me first, please.
He watches her.
There is someone else in my life.
Is it the guy that keeps calling you all the time?
Hey, Mom.
Holds Robo.
Caleb, honey.
I want you to meet a friend of Mommy's. This is Sean.
Yes, I meet you, Sean.
You too?
Mom and I went to the moon today.
You don't say.
It's Robo.
I love Robo. I know him very well.
Ryan smiles.
I want to show Chappy Robo.
Okay, don't wander off.
A slow smile spreads across Sean's face.
Your mom.
I am.
She smiles hesitantly.
I like to keep my private life private until I know I can trust someone.
That's why there's no Caleb on your Facebook.
In case you haven't guessed, Caleb is the someone else in my life. In fact, he is my life, which is why I needed you to meet him. I didn't tell you about it sooner, because I didn't know what to expect, but I do want this to work.
Ryan, I need to...
I know it's a risk, and there's location problems, but I'm willing to try.
He nods his head.
So are you free for Christmas dinner?
I would like to be,
Honey,
but
I've been looking for you. I'm Kimber, Sean's fiance.
Ryan backs away.
No, I can explain.
No need to. I clearly made a huge mistake.
Kimber smiles smugly.
You both have a Merry Christmas.
Ryan, wait.
She keeps walking and the tree lights up. Sean frowns and turns to go.
We're leaving? It's not over.
Yeah, it is. I'll meet you back at the house.
Ryan watches sadly. She holds Caleb, who gazes up at the tree and smiles. Halo knocks on Owen's door.
Hello there.
Hi.
She steps past him.
I thought I was coming over to your place.
Looks around.
I couldn't wait.
Sits on the sofa.
Do you mind?
No, not at all.
She pats the sofa. She caresses his shoulder.
So, what are you hungry for?
I'm not really a big eater. Calories are kind of a job hazard. I'm a model. I eat what I need to.
Tough job.
What do you do?
I'm a repairman.
She stares at him in surprise.
Do you own the business?
I do.
He sighs.
We should get going. I'm up for suggestions as to where...
I usually leave the wear up to the guy.
Okay. I'm new to New York. My friend took me to this great open mic club.
The girl you were with in the lobby?
Yeah, Mia?
figure she would take you to an open mic club. She's obviously low rent.
Careful. She's a good friend.
He glares.
Where's she going?
Owen holds open the door. Halo turns around and stares.
You forget something?
Yeah, I really did.
Closes the door in her face.
What are you doing?
She bangs the door.
You know who I am?
Absolutely. You're the wrong girl for me.
He slips off the suit jacket. Dennis arranges decorations in the lobby as Owen steps off the elevator.
Merry Christmas, Owen.
Owen turns around.
Hey, you too, Dennis.
You okay?
He shakes his head.
Not really. Dennis, since you're my New York guru, what should I do if I think I'm in love with a girl?
Well, do you think you really love her? I mean, you've only been in New York a short time.
I know, that's what's so incredible. My previous relationship lasted 7 years, but I've never felt like this. I don't know if she feels the same, but I gotta tell her how I feel.
Say what you have to say. I mean, it's scary, but once it's done, the heart handles the rest. And if it is who I think it is, there'll be a happy outcome.
Owen shakes his hand.
You're a wise man, Dennis. I hope you're right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Owen.
Sean stares at the fire crackling in the fireplace. Kimber walks in slowly and sets down her coat. Sean turns and watches her sit on the sofa. She pats the spot next to her and he sits in a chair near the fireplace and lowers his head. She looks away sadly.
What are you doing here, Kimber?
You're my fiancé. I want to spend Christmas with you.
You wanted to take time off, and you were pretty clear about that. You were bored with me. Our relationship went stale. Crumbled. Remember?
I changed my mind. I'm very happy with you.
You saw that picture of me and Ryan on Facebook. Was it your heart or ego that made that decision?
Sean.
She scoots closer.
You know that we belong together.
I used to think so. I got so caught up in having a future and following that blueprint that I totally missed what was right there in front of me.
I'm glad you really see me.
She smiles.
Us.
I do. You came here because you can't stand the idea that I may have moved on with someone else.
Shakes her head.
Yes, I saw the picture, but it just made me realize that I love you.
And Larry Fitzgilbert went back to his fiance.
Lowers her eyes.
You're not the only social media sleuth.
He watches her and shakes his head.
I'm sorry, Kimber, but I can't do this.
You bought me a ring. Me.
I bought a ring, but it's not for you. Not anymore.
Owen arrives at the bar and searches the crowd. He pauses and stares blankly, then he leaves. He steps into the restaurant and sees Mia with a mug of hot cocoa. A server turns the lights down and he begins to sing. Mia looks up.
Holy night.
He steps closer.
All is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
He faces her and she stares up at him and swallows.
I'm
Joey ended things earlier today.
Shakes her head.
It's in the past. No need to dwell on it. So where's your date?
It never happened. I realized something.
What's that?
My heart's already been taken. By you.
She stares in surprise.
Look, I know you have a boyfriend.
Not anymore. I broke up with him.
You did?
Right before I saw you today, I realized that everything that was wrong with him was right with you.
You still believe that?
I was beginning to doubt it, but you sang Silent Night.
My sister told me that if I stay open, I may find a love I never knew I wanted, but desperately needed. I thought it was a bunch of nonsense, but when I met you, I realized how true it really is.
He reaches for her hands and she stands and looks up at him.
I had to come all the way to New York City to find it, but somewhere along the way, I fell for you, Mia. I don't know, maybe I fell for you the first moment I saw you, but was just too stupid or too scared to admit it. But now with every moment, I fall deeper and deeper in love. It's like magic. It just keeps getting better.
You have no idea how wonderful it is to hear you say that. I'm in love with you too, but I just thought I was being silly.
Would you by chance want to spend Christmas back home with me?
She grins and kisses him.
I guess that's a yes.
Yes. Best Christmas present ever.
They share a passionate kiss. Ryan looks up from the sofa. She checks her watch. She pauses at the door, then opens it slowly. She frowns, leaving the door open as Sean follows her to the living room.
It's late, Sean. What are you doing here?
I need to talk to you.
You don't have to explain. Everything makes sense. It's fine. You'll go back to New York, and I'll wish you all the best.
Faces him.
You're blowing me off.
No, I'm being honest, which is something you should try sometime.
Okay, I should have told you about Kimber. I'm sorry.
I asked you why you came here. You never said anything about a girlfriend and definitely not a fiancé.
Rubs his eyes.
That's because at the time, she wasn't. Yes, I bought a ring, and yes, I was going to propose. I had all these ideas about how the future would be. And you know what? Life just laughed in my face.
I'm sure it did. But Kimber made it very clear that you're still together. Why else would she come here?
Kimber came here on her own. No invitation from me.
She shakes her head, then turns away.
I don't know. Maybe this just all happened so that we don't make a big mistake.
Or maybe Kimber did me the biggest favor. If she hadn't made me realize how I was living my life, I would never have come here.
He moves toward her.
And I never would have realized I was missing a real connection in my life.
She looks up at him.
I never would have found you. You woke me up, Ryan. You made me realize that if I'm always planning for the future, I won't be present for it when it comes. You showed me how to be present, how to absorb the moment, and really be willing to experience it.
She looks into his eyes and steps back.
It's not just my heart that's at risk.
Crosses her arms.
Maybe this is all just an illusion that you're going to forget when you go back to New York.
No, it's not. What's real for me is that every moment I'm with you is the best moment of my life. I'm in this for the long haul. Starting now, whatever it takes, all I need is to hear you say yes.
You'll get on the plane.
No, I've come too far. No way I am turning back.
She shakes her head.
I have a son.
He smiles.
I think Caleb is wonderful. You didn't really think that would scare me off.
Maybe.
Is that why you kept it a secret?
I'm not looking for a dad for Caleb. What scares me, Sean, is that he seems to like you. He'll boy has dealt with a lot of disappointment, and I don't want him to feel one ounce of what I felt today.
I'm sorry about that. It was never my intention to hurt you.
But you did. How do I know you won't do it again?
Her eyes glisten as he steps closer and holds her gaze.
I promise you, I won't. You believe in fate? Because I do. You know why? Because I was just supposed to be coming here to regroup. That's what's so astounding about all of this. Somehow, fate brought me something greater than I could ever imagine. It brought me you.
She leans closer and searches his face.
You truly believe ours is a real connection?
Written in the stars.
She smiles nervously and blinks away her tears. She presses her forehead to his and he kisses her slowly. A plane lands on a lighted runway. Owen arrives with packages in his arms and Mia behind him.
Merry Christmas!
Hey, little brother, just in time.
Ryan hugs him.
How are you? Ryan, I want you to meet Mia.
Thanks for having me. Owen has told me so much about you.
Very nice to meet you.
They hug.
Where is Caleb?
He's playing. Caleb!
He's coming.
Eyes widen.
Mia, what are you doing here?
I came with Owen. Sean, this is my brother Owen.
Mia takes Owen's arm.
Sean? Sean Tucker?
Yeah. Owen Harrison, you're Ryan's brother?
Yeah, what are you doing here?
Ryan invited me.
You asked me about how to impress the local girls here.
Well, it was just, you know, the one local girl. I hope you're cool with that.
Hugs him.
You should have told me it was Ryan. I would have told you all our secrets.
So, you...
Mia grins and shares a look with Owen.
Yep.
Caleb joins them at the table for a festive turkey dinner.
Caleb the man. Hey, toast to the best housewarp ever in the history of housewarps.
To Stardust and to Silent Night.
Merry Christmas.
The family takes a seat. Lobo sits on the table with them. Multicolored lights glow on the outside of the house. From above, festive lights glow throughout the town. The earth glows in space.
Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs and